Do not let your heart be troubled.
You trust in God, Jesus says. Trust also in me. And today, we're going to look at his great gift for living with an untroubled heart in a troubled world, and that is the gift of peace.
So take a moment right now, let go of all the troubles. Just reflect on this past day, scale of 1 to 10. How troubled has your world been today?
And then we're looking at our hearts. So scale of 1 to 10, how much peace has been in your heart?
I'll remind you of a wonderful definition of peace from our pal Dallas Willard, who, by the way, is one of the most peace-filled people that I have ever known. He said, peace is the rest of will that comes from the assurance of how things will turn out. And now this is why Jesus is the only one who is in a position to actually give us peace, because he is the only one who is in a position to be fully assured about how things will turn out. His Father made this world, and he is running this world, and so he's in a position to give us peace that we cannot get anyplace else. And it has enabled people to do quite extraordinary things. I was listening to an interview very recently with Cardinal Dolan. Pope Francis has quite recently passed away. On the last day of his life, Easter Sunday, his doctors had said to him, it's not safe for you to be around people. You got to get away from germs and everything. And instead, he plunged into the crowds to bless people because he would rather live a useful life that's a little shorter than a useless life that's a little bit longer. And so there was a kind of peace to him. It comes from a settled assurance about how things will turn out so that my will doesn't have to carry the burden. And now these are the words of Jesus. And this is coming right before he's about to die. He's in big trouble, and his disciples are about to get into very big trouble. Peace I leave with you. And then to define it further, my peace, not just any peace, my peace, I give you. And then there's a how. I do not give to you as the world gives. How does the world give? We'll come back to that. And then the result. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We live in a troubled world. We're praying for our Catholic brothers and sisters, maybe you as you're watching this, in the selection process of a new pope, and economics are up and down, and war and political uncertainty, and all the trouble in your life, in our life. And in the very midst of this, Jesus comes, as he came here when he was about to die and his friends were going to be facing enormous persecution. And this paradoxical gift is, I will give you peace. Now, this is something that is a central theme of Jesus's life. The title that's given to him prophetically in Isaiah chapter 9 is the Prince of Peace. And when he's born, the song that the angels sing is peace on earth. And then in this passage, his final talk with his disciples in John, he offers them the gift of peace at the end of this talk in John chapter 16, verse 33, he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So his prediction is, in the world, trouble. It's a trouble-filled world, but I want you to have a trouble-free and untroubled, a peace-filled heart. And then, of course, after his crucifixion, when he comes to the disciples and they are in a room with the doors locked because they're afraid of what's going to happen, his statement to them is peace. And they're overjoyed. And then he says it a second time, peace. So over and over and over, this is his gift. He is the peace-filled Messiah. And his gift to you today is peace. Now he says, not as the world gives. How does the world give? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. Generally, the world will give peace by trying to offer you peace-filled circumstances. I mentioned recently Daniel Kahneman, the brilliant professor, just recently passed away. In his book, Thinking Fast and Slow, he writes about the illusion that peace-filled circumstances could make us peace-filled people. And he actually talks about what he calls the focusing illusion. That is, nothing in life is as important as you think it is when you're thinking about it. When you think about it, you think, if I just had this object, this purchase, this job, this circumstance, then I would be content. And it leads to what Daniel Gilbert calls, wonderful word, miswanting. I inaccurately predict that if I had this thing that I think I want, then it would bring peace to my life. Here's what Kahneman writes. The origin of this idea, the focusing illusion, was a family debate about moving from California to Princeton, in which my wife claimed that people are happier in California than on the East Coast. Nancy, close your ears. I argued that climate is demonstrably not an important determinant of well-being. The Scandinavian countries, are probably the happiest in the world. I observed that permanent life circumstances have little effect on well-being and tried in vain to convince my wife that her intuitions about the happiness of Californians were an error of affective forecasting. What a fun guy. And then, of course, being Daniel Kahneman, he had the opportunity directly after this to be involved in a major study that looked at happiness levels of people in California, Ohio, and Michigan. As we analyzed the data, it became obvious that I had won the family argument. I wonder what Mrs. K would say. As expected, people in the two regions differed greatly in their attitude towards their climate. Californians enjoyed their climate. Midwesterners despised theirs. But climate, might substitute the word circumstances, were not an important determinant of well-being. Indeed, there was no difference whatsoever between the life satisfaction of people in California and in the Midwest. We also found my wife was not alone in her belief that Californians enjoy greater well-being than others. People in both regions shared the same mistaken view, and we were able to trace their error to an exaggerated belief in the importance of circumstances. The essence of this illusion, he says, is, and it's a little word, an acronym that he coined and popularized in this book, WYSIWYG, what you see is all there is. What you see is all there is. And of course, this illusion is precisely what Jesus is talking about through this book when he promises to send his spirit in this talk. And he says in John 14 that the world cannot accept him because it does not see him and does not know him. But now he is with us and he is the bringer of peace. He is the bringer of the one thing that is actually more important than we think, however deeply we think about it, and that is the kingdom of God. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else that's needed comes to us. Yes, God, may your will be done. May you be present and powerful and active in me. And this actually is the foundation and source of peace. So another word about how to pursue this. I'll read you something from Reed Williams. Where Jesus has been talking about how I do not give peace the way the world gives peace. The way that we tend to seek peace in this world is peaceful circumstances. And you're apt to think right now, if I didn't have this problem, if I could answer this question, if I could solve this difficulty, if I could escape this pain, if I didn't have to face this fear. Reed Wilson, all of us seek comfort. We each want to feel relaxed when it's time for relaxation. Everybody wants to feel confident in the outcome of our projects. Remember, peace is the rest of will that comes with the assurance of how things will turn out, outcomes. So, what we tend to do, Reed writes, is we seek comfort, safety, reassurance, security. But if we continue to use this approach, safety-seeking, to solving our difficulties by avoiding and resisting, and seeking the comfort of certainty, we are inviting long-term problems. What we resist will persist. There is a competition between two points of view within you. And again, I will trace this back in ways they read won't necessarily, to peace the world offers, peace that Jesus offers. When your primary perspective in life is you should remove all doubt and all insecurity, your growth will be limited. And Jesus is very concerned about our growth. When you believe, you should focus on getting rid of symptoms, the feeling of fear and insecurity, and getting rid of being scared. That viewpoint will keep you stuck. If you want to take on any specific challenge, the best perspective is a paradoxical one. Go toward uncertainty and distress and away from confidence and security. You must face difficulty. It is the only way that any one of us learns. Die to self. I'm going to suggest that you don't simply call up a different viewpoint. I'd like you to call up an absolutely opposite viewpoint. You're going to love this. One that can be reflected on in two words, and you can already guess what they are. Want it. Want it. Want it. Want what you don't want. Want what you've been trying to get rid of. Want difficulty. Want confusion. Want struggle. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into our lives, don't resent them as intruders. Welcome them as friends. Want it. And then take action based on that new mindset. Want to step into the fray. And then step into the fray, because this is where we find God. This is where we find growth. He is in the fiery furnace. He is in the lion's den. He is in the boat, on the water, in the storm. He is in Babylon, in Rome, in the wilderness, in exile, in the threat, in the difficulty, supremely on the cross. It is from there that Jesus says, "Peace I give to you." See, the idea here is not, I'm going to put the same old you in a different place, a peaceful place. The idea is, I'm going to put a different you in the same old place, a person who has peace within, and you will bring peace to where there is a troubled world. So not a day wanted. Whatever it is that you're facing, whatever the difficulty, whatever the challenge, for the disciples, it was going to be persecution, Romans after them, rejection, isolation, and they would face it with unbelievable peace. In fact, the Apostle Paul, often from prison, when he's writing letters, traditionally in that day, letter would start with the word greeting, kyrene. He shifted it to a little different word, charis, grace, the power and gift of God. But then he added to it another word that was not used in the ancient world in the beginning of letters, peace. Grace and peace. So your word today, peace. Peace. Your challenge today is step into something you don't want to step into. Organize the thing you've been putting off. Plunge into whatever it is you've been procrastinating on. Go ahead and engage in that conversation that you have been avoiding today. Instead of avoiding, embrace. Want it just the way we want it. Your will be done. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Hey, before you go, be sure to click that subscribe button below this video to make sure you don't miss any future episodes in this series, Untroubled Heart. You can also head over to our website, becomenew.com, and subscribe for the text or the email, which will send you additional resources, thoughts, and questions to go along with each episode. Become New is so much more than just a video to watch. It's really a community to be part of. And so I encourage you to chime in the comments and add your voice to the conversation. In fact, if you're not a part of our Facebook group, during this series, I'm posting a question via video for each episode in the series. And I would love to have you engage with me there. So you can head over there by clicking the link in the description to this video. You can also find the links to our Instagram and X account if you want to follow those throughout the week. If you have a prayer request, there is a team of us who meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. So don't carry that burden alone. We want you to send it to us so that we can come alongside you. You can text it to 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. I'll be seeing you.